Researchers from the University of Melbourne have found children of same-sex parent families enjoy the same health and well-being, if not better, than their peers. The study involved input from more than 300 parents across the country. Rachel Brown reports.
The study into the well-being of children from same-sex parent families has been published in the journal BMC Public Health. It has scored the children 6% higher in areas of general health and family cohesion than their peers from traditional family units. Rodney Chiang Cruz isn't surprised. He and his partner are parents to three young boys. And as an unconventional family unit, he says it has to work harder, which he says makes all the difference.
The traditional nurturing role is shared. It's not one parent over another. The traditional breadwinning role is shared.
Why does that have positive flow-on effects to children?
My personal view is I think it teaches the child that everybody contributes in an equal way and you all have to take responsibility for the family.
The Melbourne University research found an equitable share of chores correlated to a more harmonious household and a positive impact on child health. On other measures like temperament, mental health and self-esteem, the children studied were equivalent to those from the general population. However, the study found two-thirds of the children experienced some form of stigma because of their parents' sexual orientation. The lead researcher is Simon Crouch.
There might be something as simple as a letter coming home from school addressed to Mr. and Mrs., which wouldn't be appropriate for these families, but it can be more overt and damaging, such as bullying in the playground. But also we see a lot of negative rhetoric spoken about same-sex parent families. This has a negative impact on child health in this context.
The study has been dismissed by the Christian group Family Voice Australia as biased and skewed. The group's research officer is Ros Phillips.
Now, I wasn't surprised that these parents who volunteered for the study all thought their children were doing well. You've got to look beyond studies like these to what happens when the child reaches adulthood, and that's the only time where, with independent assessment, you can really say what's gone on during the parenting.
And Ms. Phillips is accusing the lead researcher of a conflict of interest.
Simon Crouch is raising two young children himself with his male homosexual partner. The results should be taken with caution.
I acknowledge that I am from a same-sex parent family. However, I'm one of many researchers on the paper who come from all sorts of different backgrounds. First and foremost, I'm a researcher, I'm a medical doctor and a public health practitioner, and the objectivity that I bring to this study doesn't depend on my own personal situation.
Researcher Simon Crouch, ending Rachel Brown's report.